Welcome to your five for today. Psalm 14 verse 1 says that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. During a prayer meeting many years ago, a man called Captain Nickerson, an American, stood up and told his audience this story of when he was a sailor. I remember we were east of the Barbados. It was one dark night when I was on board the ship Heroine, and another sailor named George and myself were on the watch high up in the forward part of the ship. I was speaking with him of my younger days and the lessons that I had learned at home from my parents and the Bible stories that meant so much to me. But George ridiculed the whole idea of God and declared that he was an atheist and that all this talk of God was all moonshine. After some time, 8 bells rang, and the watch was changed, and the men were called away to pump ship. We were going quite fast at the time, and George took a bucket which was attached to a rope to get some water. He flung the bucket over the side of the ship, lost his footing, and was dragged overboard. Instantly the cry was raised, "Man overboard!" And the ship's mate shouted, "Hard a starboard the wheel!" The ship came hard round and stood on the starboard side. All we could hear was a small voice crying in the darkness a good way off, "Save me! Save me! Save me!" We immediately launched the lifeboat and hastened to his rescue. The night was dark and the sea was very rough. We pulled into the darkness and followed the sounds as well as we could until we reached George, struggling in the waves a quarter of a mile from the ship. Being a good swimmer, he had managed to keep himself afloat, and before long we managed to pull him into the vessel and rescued George. Back on the ship that night, we made him as comfortable as we could in his bunk and left him to rest. The next morning, however, when I called to see him, I asked him about the past night's experience. "George," I said, "did you think that that ship was going to leave you last night and that you were going to die?" "Yes, I did," was his reply. "Now, George," I asked, "what did you do then?" "I prayed to God," he said. "But I thought you did not believe that there was a God," I replied. George's answer was very solemn. "When a man is overboard on a dark night, and the ship is going away from him, and he expects to die, a man thinks differently and talks differently from what he does when he's on the topmost of the ship, spinning yarns in safety." We never heard George making a mockery ever again about the things concerning God. Dear listener, sometime or other, we will all come face to face with the ultimate reality that George faced that night many years ago off the Bahamas. Every ocean-going vessel or ship needs a good captain to guide it across the stormy waters and safe into harbour with all its crew and cargo. There is only one such captain that can assure us safe passage through the storms of life and safely into the harbour of heaven when we die. That captain is Jesus Christ, God's only Son, who gave his own life one dark night to rescue our souls from sinking. "The fool hath said in his heart that there is no God, but they who are wise will say, Lord, come into my heart today." How about you, dear listener? Thank you very much for listening.